gotcha. We're talking money on a Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street, you betcha. In the studio, Terrell Financial Group guy and Alicia, say hello. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Very well, thank you.
That was fun talking off the air about the Beatles. Who knew? Hey, Guy, who knew that you were a Sparty?
Everyone knows I'm a Sparty. I'm MSU Guy.
Tell our audience what you do for the Michigan State Spartans.
Well, I'm an avid fan, and since I started school there in 1977, I got a pretty good attendance record at basketball games. I probably attended 95% of their home games since 1977. It's over 600 games.
That's incredible. And don't you get on the microphone too?
Well, right after the national anthem, there's a very quiet period for just a few seconds, and I take that opportunity to stand up and scream "Go Green" and start a "Go Green, Go White" cheer, and 15,000 people in the stands, I yell "Go Green" and they yell "Go White." And so,
who knew?
We have friends that sit throughout the arena, and they say, "I heard you," or, you know, when we were in Maui at a tournament, I yelled "Go Green," and I got texts on my phone. "Guy, I heard your Go Green cheer."
You got to be kidding. And who, you were in Maui for the Maui Invitational.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
We went to Hawaii for our 30th wedding anniversary.
I love this. And so we've got Spartans here in the studio, and we're going to talk about money, which is something that we should be talking about with our kids, I think, as soon as we can.
Absolutely. One of the things we do not do is share our money goals and objectives and rules with our children. We're very quiet about it.
Why?
I think we're embarrassed.
We never talked about money at my house.
Absolutely. We see people who come to us and it's that they're wringing their hands, and we figure it out that they're just embarrassed. They think that they haven't done well, so they don't want to show it to anyone.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, if you started anything, you're on the road. And if you come to see us, we'll put you on the road.
So somebody comes in and you know they want to have a 401k, or they want to put money away, they want to do something. You sit down, you take a look at their budget. You look at everything, don't you?
We look at absolutely everything. When you're doing financial planning, which is what we do, you have to take into account the entire financial world. Do they have a will? How much are they paying for home and car insurance? All these things affect how are their taxes done. They all bounce into each other. So we have to look at everyone's financial picture before we can even answer the question, what should I do?
Wow. All right. Somebody is graduating from college. They've got a few student loans. They're going to get ready to, you know, start their life and their career. Their parents say, you need to talk to a financial planner. You need to talk to somebody. They come in. What's the first thing you do with them?
First thing we do is try to help them establish a budget. What do their bills cost? What is the amount of money they have? Then you can kind of determine how much money they can actually put away. But in the process of looking at those bills, we oftentimes see over expenses, and we can introduce them to people that will reduce those expenses.
Okay.
A lot of times we'll find a couple, we can save them $1,000 to $3,000 a year by introducing them to a new property and casualty person.
Okay.
And then you take that couple $1,000s a year and invest it in a Roth IRA, and you get someone started on something.
So you guys know the right people.
We do.
It's all about knowing the right people, isn't it?
Well, yes. There's three modes of communication: telephone, telefax, and tell-Alicia.
You're funny.
And that's the way we get things done. You need something, you tell me, I'll introduce you to somebody.
You got a snort out of me before 8 a.m. It's a good day. It's a good day. We've got Guy and Alicia from the Terrell Financial Group talking about money and financial planning and whatnot. So you also help people who have money invest their money.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The big thing with retirement planning is to start early. And unfortunately, more people take more time to plan their Thanksgiving meal and have a Thanksgiving party than they do planning their finances. So the hardest part that we have working with people is for them to actually give us the time. People have busy lives, they're working, paying bills, doing all this stuff, and they just don't take the time to sit down for maybe 2 or 3 meetings, 2 or 3 hours of time so we can do the proper job for them. To do the plan right for, and every plan is different.
Right.
That's what's so fun and exciting about our business. We don't do cookie cutter plans. Bob and Sue's plan's different than Dave and Mary's plan. everyone has different viewpoints and different plans. So for us just to say, hey, this is the way you do it because we do it with everybody is completely wrong. Some people want to educate their children, other, you know, and pay for their college. Others say, hey, I did it on my own. My kids are going to do it on their
own.
And there's not a right or wrong answer. It's just fitting the thing that's with them.
Okay. And I would imagine when somebody gets ready to retire, things change financially as well. They come back in, don't they?
About 5 years before retirement is the perfect time to sit and look at what's going on because you still have an opportunity to make the adjustments that can make a world of difference in your financial world in retirement.
Okay.
Because sometimes there are people who just need to make a tiny little tweak to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that little change can extend their retirement life for a long, long time. And that's what we want to do. It's a mathematical equation. How do you want to live? What do you have? What are your expenses? How long can this last?
Where are you guys located at?
We're located at 300 Washington downtown, the old Chase Bank building.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved there about 4 years ago, and it's really helped our business having a presence in downtown Grand Haven.
I was going to ask you that. What is it like being downtown
It's
now?
Wonderful being downtown. Guy and I have always been very, very active with volunteerism, Kiwanis, Rotary, JCs.
Wonderful.
But being downtown and joining the DDA, we now really know everything that's happening, and we're involved in everything that's happening.
Yeah.
And we feel like we're part of the community a lot more than when we were a little further away.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make us feel very connected. And this town has special meaning to us.
Why is that?
Well, Guy's father started our business 60 years ago, and his grandfather was the city manager here.
Oh, wow.
That's why there's the R.V. Terrell Building and Terrell Street. So we have our name in this town, and
you
it is
do.
Important that we hold up a good presence here and do right by people.
That's a responsibility, the
it
name.
It really is, yes.
It is, carrying that name and carrying on you know, the business. It is a responsibility. And I would imagine at this point in your careers, you're helping children of clients. Am I right?
That's wonderful.
Well, actually, children and grandchildren.
No.
Since
Are you
my,
really?
My dad started the business in 1960.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and we do a lot of life insurance in our business.
Right.
So he sold clients that were his age. And so he would have been 95 this year. So a lot of our business is actually settling death claims of policies that my dad sold 60 years ago.
Passing down
one
wealth.
Of the great things, you know, I had a great opportunity to join my father in business. But one of the great things is when he retired, he got really emotional because he knew that promises he made to clients many, many years ago, that those promises are being kept by Guy and Alicia.
Oh.
And so it's, you know, we've made a good living and a good career out of our business, but the biggest thing is helping people.
Yeah.
You know, and when you see your clients succeed and see our clients, you know, thank us so much for helping them with their retirement plans and their living their dream retirement years.
And then when we pass it down, good. Their adult children are saying, well, if you did this for my mom and dad, please do this for me.
There you go.
And would you mind sitting down with my son? He just got married.
Boom. There you go.
And that's the most important. If you get someone very young and teach them really, really the simple rules, it's not that hard, and then they won't find themselves in a tough spot.
Yeah.
And then it's a lot less stress. 50% of divorces are about money.
I know.
I often say if people would come to see us, we literally could save half divorces.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I remember in high school, you know, taking classes, you'd have to team up with a fellow student and you'd be a married couple and you'd get a budget and you'd do this and that. But, you know, that
was... don't do that anymore.
That was the
70s. We need financial planning in high school.
Well, here's the thing, too. This interview today, I wasn't nervous about it, but I was sitting here going, okay, we're going to talk about money. It's not always easy to talk about money, but... we just talked about money, and it was a great conversation.
It wasn't difficult at all.
No, it wasn't, and I learned a few things.
And well, I'll tell you, if you have a lot of debt and you come see us, we'll help you get out of that.
Okay.
Well, another thing that I think is unique with Guy and Alicia is, you know, I firmly believe that men and women are equal, should have equal, but that does not mean that we're the same, because men and women, we look differently, we think differently. So having a husband-wife team, a man-woman team working with another couple, we bring those two different perspectives into the conversation. And we feel that's very unique in our field. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know,
and women spend differently than men.
Oh, absolutely. Women are usually in control of the things. And a lot of times we're the ones filled with most anxiety.
I know.
So oftentimes in prior years when a financial person would talk with a couple, they aim directly at the man. They don't even look at the woman.
Yeah.
We don't do that. They're both very well included, and her feelings and his feelings are equal weighted.
You guys, have you ever thought about doing a morning show together? I'm not joking.
We actually did have an internet radio show for about a year, 2003. It was called The Road to Financial Freedom.
I love this.
And that was what we talked about, saving, investing, and what you can do.
Well, it's so nice to meet you, Guy and Alicia Otero with Otero Financial Group. I love the Grand Haven Main Street spotlights because it's given me an opportunity to meet a lot of people in town. I'm here really early in the morning. You're not even awake yet. So, and what a view we've got here at our studios at One South Harbor.
Here.
Really nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you
very much.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street spotlight.
Go, go, down.